Hear further from the word of the Lord in the Arcana Celestia, or Secrets of Heaven, from the story of Ishmael, explaining the words, "And he will be a wild ass man, his hand will be against all, and the hand of all against him, and he will dwell against the faces of all his brothers." A wild ass is a mule living in the wilderness, or a donkey in the wild. It means man's rational mind. Not the rational in its entirety, but only rational truth. The rational is composed of good and truth, that is, of things belonging to charity and those belonging to faith. It is rational truth that is meant by a wild ass. This, then, is what Ishmael represents, and it is described in the present verse. It seems incredible that rational truth, when separated from good, should be of such a character as a wild ass. And I would not have known this unless I had been instructed by living experience. Whether you say rational truth or the man whose rational is of this kind, it amounts to the same. The man whose rational is of such a character that he is solely in truth, even though it might be the truth of faith, and who is not at the same time in the good of charity, is altogether of such a character. He is a morose man, will tolerate nothing, is against all, regards everybody as being in falsity, is ready to rebuke, to chastise, and to punish, has no pity, and does not apply or adapt himself to others and study to bend their minds or redirect their thinking. For he looks at everything from truth, and at nothing from good. In short, he is a hard man. The one thing to soften his hardness is the good of charity. For good is the soul of truth, and when good draws near and implants itself in truth, the truth becomes so different that it can hardly be recognized. Isaac represents the Lord's rational man, which sprang from good, not from truth separated from good. So it was that Ishmael was driven out, and afterwards dwelt in the wilderness, and his mother took him a wife out of the land of Egypt, all of which things are representative of someone who is endowed with such a harsh, rational mind. All the genuine rational consists of good and truth, that is, of the heavenly and the spiritual. Good, or the heavenly, is the very soul or life. Truth, or the spiritual, is what receives its life from this. Without life from heavenly good, the rational is such as is here described, that is, it fights against all, and all fight against it. Rational good never fights, however it is attacked, because it is mild and gentle, patient and yielding. For its character is that of love and mercy. And yet, although it does not fight, it conquers all. Nor does it ever think about combat or glory on account of victory. And this because it is divine and is safe of itself. For no evil can attack good. It cannot even continue to exist in the sphere where good is. For when good merely approaches, evil withdraws and falls back of itself. For evil is hellish, and good is heavenly. But truth separated from good, which is here represented by Ishmael and is described in this verse, is altogether different, being like a wild ass, and fighting against all and all against it. In fact, it thinks of and breathes scarcely anything but combats. Its general delight or ruling affection is to conquer, and when it conquers, it glories in the victory. This is why it is described as an onager, or a mule of the wilderness, or an ass in the wild, which cannot be with others. Such a life is a life of truth without good, indeed, a life of faith without charity. And therefore, when a man is being regenerated, this is indeed, regeneration is indeed achieved by means of the truth of faith, but still, at the same time, by means of a life of charity, which the Lord insinuates in accordance with the increases of the truth of faith. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.